This is MSO NewsSports.com. We are joined by Jeff Smays, the editor of the Peabody Weekly News and the Linfield Weekly News. And Jeff, good to see you again. Great to see you here in 2016.
Thank you, Bill. I have sometimes trouble remembering it actually is 2016, especially when I have to write a check.
You know, it's funny. I wrote a check yesterday. You know what I put down? 2017.
Forward thinking.
I started to write down 2017. I that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write down 20s. The years are just flying by. I'm just knowing added numbers to the, you know, it's like those spinning countdown clocks or whatever. This is a count up clock for us, for us old timers.
I think it's a function of age, Bill.
You're absolutely right, and losing it as well. Well, let's talk about a number of different things here, if we can. I understand that on Thursday night of this past week, you were at the hearing at Lynn City Hall on Union Hospital, an issue that impacts Peabody and Linfield very directly, based in the hospitals in Lynn, but it's right on the border of both Peabody and Linfield.
Absolutely. As I think a lot of people know, Partners Healthcare, which owns the North Shore Medical Center, which is Salem Hospital and the Children's Hospital and Spalding, owns Union Hospital. They have a plan to close it. Plan to close Union Hospital's ER within 3 years. They're already, from my understanding, moving some medical and surgical services over to Salem now. There's a major concern from people in Linfield and some at Peabody as well that the closing of the ER will have a dramatic impact on saving people's lives, because even though there's, from what Bob Norton said, who's the CEO of Salem Hospital, only 5.8 miles from Union to Salem, in an emergency situation, you know, time is of the essence, and getting from Lynn to Salem is not that easy. So there were a lot of folks who were opposed to this plan. State delegation from Lynn spoke last night. Linfield Selectmen spoke, residents from a number of different communities. Department of Public Health is going to be the organization that's going to determine whether to close the hospital or not. They had a public hearing, like we said last night. There's going to be another one on Tuesday at the Hawthorne Hotel. It's called the Determination of Need. They're going to determine whether Union Hospital should be closed and Salem needs to build out their facility. And then they're going to make their decision within 15 days after that. So we got some tense times ahead.
So, so when is this final decision? When will that really come, do you think?
My understanding is that there's going to be a meeting on the 12th at Hawthorne Hotel, and it's probably going to be by the end of the month.
Yeah. And so at that time, everything will be laid out. And is the state involved with this next hearing? They were involved with this
yes.
one. Yeah.
This is the Department of Public Health hearing who is responsible for making this decision.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Jeff, anything else on that issue that you want to share?
No, I think we're good there. I mean, like I said, there's an economic impact as well. I mean, some people are going to lose their jobs. Salem is saying it, most of it will be through attrition, but they're talking about the number of being 100. So that's going to have an impact on some people as well.
Yeah. Gotcha. And what's interesting, too, about the story is that Peabody's geographically an interesting city, but, you know, part of Peabody actually touches right on Salem, which is down the road, down Main Street into Salem, you know. So anyways, which would be very close to the current Salem Hospital. Special election in Peabody for that rep seat. That's moving right along. And now I understand we don't have to go over all the candidates, but there are now five candidates vying for this in both parties. And so now there's a primary and the special election.
That's correct. There's going to be a primary election in February. And the special election is going to be in March, which happens to coincide with the Massachusetts presidential primary, which is a great thing because that gets people out to vote. Presidential primary or presidential election more than anything else, more than governor, more than mayor, city council. So that's a good thing. I mean, you know, getting people involved in this process. You know, Tom Walsh is running as a Democrat. He's probably the most well-known. He's a former state rep. He's had the job. He's a current city councilor. But a couple of people four folks who have never run for anything before are running. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Gotcha. Now, there's a number of issues here. That's the Peabody special election for the rep seat. The gas pipeline issue. Now, this is an issue that is it's kind of unique. Is it unique to Peabody and Linfield, which are your two coverage areas?
It's not. This goes up from Pennsylvania all the way up to Maine. So this is a very long pipeline. There's an existing line in place, and they want to expand it because the proponents of this said there's a need for more gas. The opponents say that there's not a need, and that much of this gas is actually going to be sent across the Atlantic to Europe. So, of course, nobody wants a gas pipeline in their neighborhood because of, for safety concerns, property values, what have you. So basically, there's a big deadline coming up again, similar to Union Hospital. Friday, January 15th, is the deadline to file as an intervener. Basically, what that means, anybody who is impacted by this, you can file as a municipality. So both the town of Linfield and the city of Peabody has filed as an intervener, saying how this would negatively impact their communities. If you're a resident, if it's on through your property or near it, you can file. The website is www.ferc.gov. FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. They are the group that will determine whether a gas pipeline will be built or not.
Is that a state agency or
federal
agency? Yeah, I'm asking that question, I'm almost answering it myself here as a poorly phrased question.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. There's a big financial stake for the Kinder Morgan, the company that's involved. So it's another hot button issue we're going to know pretty soon what's going to happen with that.
All right. Let's stay in Peabody. We're balancing between the two communities. Now, last time we talked, which is about a month ago or so, we talked about some properties in downtown Peabody. Now, those stories are still alive and very much having Peabody, the city of Peabody itself is looking into buying some properties.
Yes, there are two properties that are about 200 yards apart from each other. One is 2 Washington Street, which many people or some people might know was last used as the former Betancourt Furniture Building. It's at the intersection of Washington and Main Street, not too far across the street from the Sugar Cane Restaurant, not too far from the Peabody Institute Library. The PB is trying to take that property via eminent domain. They don't know what they want to do with the property. They just know that someone else had put a bid in on it, and they felt like if they lost control of that, they would have very little in terms of how that would be developed moving forward. A couple of historical groups have mentioned they wanted to keep it in the city's hands because it has historical value. At one point, that once housed the Bell Tavern, which is where the first 7 South Danvers soldiers marched from there. Peabody was known as South Danvers from then to the Battle of Lexington. So they actually walked from Peabody to Danvers for the Revolutionary War, and they perished, and there's a monument not too far from there. There's another property at 12 Main Street, which was last – I'm sorry, 12 Washington, which was last used as the St. Paul's Episcopal Church. That church consolidated with services in Danvers about a year ago. Property has become available. The city has actually entered into a purchase and sale agreement. The city council signed off on it. They got a loan from the city agency to do it. And they're talking about putting a children's museum there. About a year and a half ago, the city went up to, I think, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and another town in New Hampshire, and saw that having that facility there was an attractor, and PB is looking to, again, revitalize downtown, and they think this could be a way to do that.
Yeah, I think years ago, my kids and I were up at that children's museum up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if it's the same place I'm thinking of. Yeah. Well, let's hope that works out well for them. There, and again, staying in Peabody now. Schools are always an issue in every community, but what's the news out of Peabody schools?
Well, there's a lot, actually, Bill. first off, is there's a new school committee. 2 new members were sworn in during inauguration ceremonies on Monday, and we think that's going to be a positive change for Peabody. Peabody has an interim superintendent whose term expires in June, so the school committee is soon going to have to embark on the process of forming a committee and selecting a new superintendent. There was an issue that started last fall, I said, that as a group of homeschool children and parents want to change a policy that would allow their children access to some of the same services and programs that kids in the public schools have. That has sat in committee for about 5 or 6 years. At the end of November, there was some heated discussion about that. The mayor is in favor of allowing that opportunity. Several school committee members were more cautious about that. With the new school committee in place, I think we're going to see a change in the policy that's going to allow access.
Gotcha.
But time will tell on that. There's also the after-school program service, which was an issue last year, I think is going to be resolved through an RFP and a public vetting this year. And there's several other administrators who are going to have to be hired because they're all in interim contracts right now. So we shall see. And the Higgins Middle School will be finished. That's going to be finished this summer, and kids will be going in September.
Now, I have not been by that area at all. Is it at the same area as the current Higgins Middle School?
Yeah, it's on the same campus, Bill. Basically, you know, I don't know if you said you have familiar.
Yeah.
The building is there, and then what used to be a bunch of football, baseball fields, that's where the new building is going.
Yeah.
Where the old building, once the new building is going, they're going to demolish the old buildings, and they're going to put athletic fields there. So it's basically a switch.
Yeah. That's the flip. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. The flip flop here. That takes a little time. You just can't do it just like that. And money, right? Yeah. And money, exactly. But otherwise, you couldn't pull it off. So let's just jump over to Linfield here now. And I guess the buzz out of Linfield is they have three selectmen set up. So they don't have a lot of selectmen in their structure that they have in Linfield, as I remember it. But there's a new candidate. Possibly entering the race there?
Yeah, well, this is more than possible. It's Dick Dalton. He has been on the planning board off and on. He was on for 8 years. He moved out to Seattle for a few years to try to start a new fast food restaurant business where he has some experience. He moved back into town pretty recently and in November was appointed to an interim job on the planning board. But this past Monday, he took out papers for selectmen. Tom Terranova is the current selectman whose term is up. Tom has been in the firestorm a little bit. He's somewhat controversial, but he's pretty outspoken. And I don't know if Tom's running or not, but that could be an interesting race because Dick's a high profile candidate. A lot of people know who he is. Also in Linfield, there are plans moving forward to build a new library. That's been a long-awaited plan. It's currently there's not enough parking there. The facility is small. So they've hired what's called an owner's project manager and an architectural firm to kind of get moving on this process. What they want to do is they want to put something before April town meeting, which will allow them to basically apply for a grant more than anything else. This is probably still 3 or 4 years away, but this is the first step in the process is at this April town meeting. They've held some community meetings to get some input on what people want in a new library. They're also close to hiring a new director. Nancy Ryan is retiring imminently as soon as this new one's hired. And from my understanding, they have an offer out to a person. They're just doing a background check. So that could happen imminently as well.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I know the Linfield Library, it's a small little footprint, as you mentioned, and the parking is really minimal, I guess, nearby, that's for sure. Do they have a location or not?
They do. If anybody, I think I've seen you here, Bill, the former Linfield Center Golf Course, which is now called Reedy Meadow, there's some property in that area. It's town-owned property. It's that they're eyeing, and it's quite a pretty area. And again, this is not property that they have to buy because they already own it. It's a town owned. So that's kind of what they're looking at right now.
And that's right on Summer Street, not far from the Summer Street School, right nearby there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I got you.
All right. Jeff, anything else you want to share with us here? I mean, a lot of information here, great information about the Peabody and Linfield here. Anything else you want to just share with us?
You know, I think that's really kind of the highlights, Bill. Peabody is just about, they just had their inauguration. The mayor was sworn in for a third term. So they're going to need a new public works director, by the way. The one who was just there was only there for about a month and a half and went back to his old job. So they're going to have to start a search on that again. So timing isn't great given the fact that, last winter the snow was rough, and they took a lot of heat from that in terms of cleanup. So hopefully, they have their ducks in a row this time. But it is what it is.
Gotcha. All right, Jeff, always great talking with you. Jeff Schmaes, editor from the Peabody Weekly News, Linfield Weekly News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, I always appreciate talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Schmaes with us here on MSONewsSports.com.